This is Maria Buyukos.
And this is Zachary Richard Hill.
And you're listening to Creative Honey. Hey guys, it's Maria here from Creative Honey. So the other day we got a chance to go to Type Ed's event featuring Peter Greco, the lettering legend, and we had an opportunity to have a brief interview with him. So here it is. Hope you enjoy.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. So what was your first really impactful experience with Type?
My first impactful? Maybe it was when I first learned about Helvetica at the School of Visual Arts. My teacher, I'm going to save this also for this one.
Cool.
He had Mel Brooks come in disguise, and he pretended to be a German professor Helvetica.
Nice.
And he was ordering us to do Helvetica. Like, you know, he's talking the German superiority of the font, and he was like showing us pictures, and he's like, okay, now, draw! Draw Helvetica, you know, like, and we're all like sweating, you know, and then he crumpled it up and was stopping around. Then they cracked up and he left, and we had a real class after. And that was reinforced by sitting in the subway for years in New York, looking at Helvetica subway map and all the signs. And so I associate, like, when I see Helvetica, I smell grease from the subway, and I can hear the squeak of the trains.
And that's super cool.
That's my first experience that I can remember.
Awesome.
So I think type and typography, especially like hand lettering, is starting to like experience a renaissance a little bit.
Absolutely.
In the design community.
I agree.
Do you think that's going to continue, or
where? Yeah, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning. Yeah, it's something that I think is long overdue.
Yeah.
And I don't know why now. Actually, I think I do know why now. It's because of, like, the people in your generation are just more aware than the people in my generation. It's your perception, you know, and maybe it's just because of the computer. When you see handwork, it's like refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like a balance to everything.
I think we're rebelling against the computer.
Like, yeah, rebelling.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole life is a rebellion against the computer, which I'm not really against technology, science,
right,
or the computer. I'm just kind of against how badly it's designed.
Right.
I think it's the worst designed product in the history of the world is Apple.
Okay,
it's a piece of crap. Yeah, I think everything about it is shit.
Really?
Yeah, everything. It's all wrong. I can't look at it. I get sick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I have vision and reason, and when I look at that, it flies against everything I know, think, and feel.
Wow.
It doesn't look right, doesn't work right. In 100 years, I'd be on the computer probably, if they ever figured out how to functionalize it, you know?
Right.
Instead of, when I went to go to the Apple store, there are people that were taking classes there for 3 years, and they still don't know how to even look at their pictures.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, it's insane. I don't want a tool that opens me up into infinity, okay? And to me, the computer should be simple. Lettering should be Baroque. Right now, the computer is Rococo times a million. Okay, and it should be easy to use, and lettering should be infinitely complex. That's my feeling.
Yeah. Well, speaking.
Please
of
ask me that later, because I want to say so.
Fired up about it.
I do.
Like,
I get excited.
How do you feel about Apple?
Is there like something that really irks you about like our generation, how we approach type? Like, is there something you're seeing that just kind of bugs you?
That's a really good question, too. It doesn't irk me at all. But I do notice there's sort of a casualness about how people go into it. You know, they just like sort of, I don't know, there's not enough planning and design. But some people can really draw their asses off, you know, so it looks good anyway, you know. But I'm always catching little errors. And I always question myself, like, something wrong with me? You know, it's like, am I too anal? You know, and it was like, actually, I'm not, though, because I'll forgive a really nice piece, even with lots of technical errors.
Right.
I'm not that, you know.
I think you have a good point. I think a lot of, like, especially younger letterers, draw their way out of, like, some fine-tuned mistakes, I guess. Like, because we can take a step back, you know, especially since it's so popular right now, it's, like, easy to make it look good these days just to the average person. That's what I'm trying to say.
Very good point.
Yeah.
A really good point, because people can't really see the things I'm saying. Hey, Bonnie, how you doing? Now you're on my interview.
Hello.
It's next door. I'll be right there. Nice to see you. What were we saying?
Oh, I was just talking about, like, it's easier to hide flaws, I think, to the average.
Yeah.
Because it's so popular right now. That could be, like, a downside of the popularity.
Yeah, people aren't that, like, fussy about, like, details, which...
Right.
I don't know. I mean, in a logo, you should be. But if you're doing a chalkboard...
Yeah.
Fine, you know, just a little freedom.
For sure.
Totally okay.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we don't want to
hold you up. Well, a little more.
One more?
Okay, sure.
Okay, I have one more for you.
Okay.
How has type changed your life, like the way you see the world?
Well, I think all artists have the good thing about being an artist in any kind of art is just that you perceive deeply. You see things people don't see. You know, you even if you were unsuccessful your whole life or took it as a hobby, it would really enhance your perception and sharpen it, and you notice details and light and things people just kind of don't take. So in that way, just in the general art answer as opposed to lettering, maybe with lettering... Well, the one thing that I feel really good about in my career is just, like, admiration I'm getting at this point in my life. You know, it really feels good after all that time of kind of anonymity, you know?
For sure.
It's like, it's about time.
Yeah.
So it's nice, and I feel like my mission, like, now is really education and inspiration as far in lettering. I'm not really, like... searching for, like, really great jobs anymore or anything, because I'm getting old, I'm getting tired. It's like, you know, I really carefully pick and choose what I do. And I realize that the best thing I can do is, and I'm always, for some reason, I'm always asked to do that, you know, to give, like, pep talks and inspirational speeches and stuff. So I figure that's probably my real contribution, you know, after all.
That's super cool.
Thanks so much for listening. You guys can find us on our new website, creativehoney.org, where we feature all of our blog posts and also all the podcast episodes. You can also now find us on our SoundCloud account under Creative Honey, as well as Stitcher and iTunes. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.